Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Hello, Davey. Hey, I haven't got not even one lead from you yet. I don't understand.
What do you mean? You? Hello?
I'm kidding.
I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah, you haven't like, not called me. You don't return my call enough.
I've called you. I did get your one message when you had called me, and I tried calling you back. And I feel bad because I know that you're in the middle of working, right? And I know you don't really get the text messages on your phone, right?
No, I'm plus driving. I
just yeah.
have a good talk.
Uh-huh.
Pantry system. But.
Yeah. But when
anyway.
You're driving, I mean, if you're like me, I want to pay attention to the road. Even with my hands free. And my husband's like, you know, don't talk to anybody when you're driving. And I'm like, oh, would you stop already? So I figured, well, I mean, I'll try every now and then, but maybe he'll reach out to me when he's available. Hopefully I'm not on a call.
Okay, I know you tried. I was teasing about that.
Okay, because I'm like, huh, no leads. What do you mean? We haven't signed you up yet.
I know. I forget you. I mean, yeah, we've only, I know, I forget that I.
We've only been talking about 20 times, right?
Yeah. Maybe so.
Right? I think we're becoming best friends now here.
Getting close, yeah.
Right? Pretty soon, it's going to get to the point I'm going to have to send you a Christmas gift.
or a cake or something.
Right? Know when your birthday is. So, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me go here because I know. So, I know the number that is associated with the business, right, is going to be the 877-0329, correct? That's the number that should be showing for the business. But this number that we're speaking on is the best number for us to reach you at, correct, in regards if we got an update on your account and so forth. Okay. And then I just want to confirm that the two emails were sent out to you. I'm just doing something here really quick. I'm like, I can't believe it's already going to be Friday. Yay. I got so much going on. You know, this weekend's not as busy. Next weekend is like Christmas parties. You know, it's just like it's never ending. It doesn't stop.
But I don't have to deal with that.
Well, lucky you. You know what? I can tolerate family once a year. Certain family members. Not all of them. If you know what I mean. So I have, right, now I have the company name as to read as Ant with the hyphen, and then S-E-R, and then Inc., okay? That's how we have it when we we're confirming everything, you and I. And then let me go here.
And then we discussed before the DBA, or what people should see, is termite infestation. Answer termite and pest.
Yeah. Did you want us to put the termite and pest control on that, or did you want it to just have it read as the answer and then ink? Okay. Yeah, because on your Google profile page now, it does read as answer and then pest control ink. That's how it reads right now.
Who would have filled that out?
You know what? It could have been maybe a long time ago. You might have done it on your own. You might have done it with another company, but it does show your phone, your business phone number on there as well.
I know that it's important to have the key wording. Maybe it's not as important as it used to be.
Not in the business name. I know back in the day, they always put like, you know, let's say, for example, right, as you said, with the termite and pest control, right? Back in the day, years ago, that's how they would do it to make sure that those keywords are coming up. But when Google started changing the algorithm, it's now by the keywords and search terms. Keywords meaning we would use termite control, pest control, pest and termite control. So those are variations of keywords and search terms that we utilize. So when they're performing those keyword searches, they're going to still find answer pest control come up right on the first page.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm not. Yeah, I just want to go back to the names that I want and I've had for 22 years.
Okay.
Termite pest control.
Okay.
And
so
my corporate, if you have to go to SunBiz or you have to, you know, there's some, it has to be an accurate, the parent company is Answer.
Okay.
And then, yeah, under that I have the pest control and a handyman.
Okay. It's however you want us to list it. That's exactly how we're going to list it. There's businesses that have LLCs. They don't put the LLC. There's some that are like, their business is, let's just say, for example, ABC Construction, right? But everywhere else, they have it as ABC Construction and Remodeling because remodeling is something that they want people to know this is what we specialize in. And that's okay, even though it might say it on their business license as different, you know?
Yeah.
So you... Just to confirm with you, I'm putting at with the hyphen and then sir, S-E-R, and then pest and. Is it the word and or the as the and symbol?
Ampersand.
Okay.
Yeah. Termite and pest. Termite and pest. And it gives
termite.
With the
okay,
yeah,
so termite first and then pest control. Got it. Do you want the ink after that?
No.
Okay. All right. So there, I'm gonna have it so that way they can update it on your profile page on Google, and wherever you're being listed, it's gonna be uniform like that. Answer, termite, and pest control. Awesome. Okay. All right. And then I got that. Let me go to this next screen. Now, for the billing, Jeff, is the card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's in the business.
Okay. I mean, your name's not...
The user.
Okay. So is your name anywhere on the card, or is it just the business name on there?
No, it's on there at the...
Is it just Jeffrey? Yeah. Is it just your first and last name?
Hold on now. Hold on. Are you in a hurry? Are you against the clock to get out of there?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay.
I didn't know. Right. I didn't hear you because there was kind of muffling, and that's why I was asking the question again. I'm in no hurry. I got all the time in the world.
My card is in my phone case. So anyway, so it's Jeffrey Aarons, Answer, Inc. That's what's on the card.
Okay, Answer, Inc. Got it.
Are you in L.A.?
No, we're in Orange County. L.A. is too congested.
Get tickets for the game. Where's the stadium at? SoFi Stadium.
SoFi Stadium? Oh, my gosh. And I haven't been there. I know a lot of people who have gone, like family members of mine, and it's beautiful. So it's considered like the South Bay of Los Angeles because it's closer to the beach. But, yeah, it's the stadium is, yeah. The tickets, though, are a little pricey. Unless someone invites me, then I'll go.
Your company doesn't have tickets for clientele?
No, but you know what? I was going to look on AAA because I have AAA, and you know AAA has discounted, you know, ticket prices, and I was going to see if there was any on there. I know there is, if you're going to go see a football game, right? There is actually, it's called Game Time maybe? It's a website that you can go and get discounted tickets, but they're tickets that haven't sold for that same day, right? So you might be purchasing a ticket and you got to be at that game in 2 hours. Now the parking at SoFi Stadium, I hear is outrageous. The parking, the prices, I think it's more than $100. So sometimes it's like, maybe I should just Uber there. if I'm going to
go. That's okay until you try and get picked up. Connecting with your Uber.
That would be a mess.
I had season tickets for almost 20 years. Really? I didn't renew them this year because as soon as they won the Super Bowl, so the parking there is $100. I get to, pay $100 to walk a half a mile. Isn't that? They're so generous,
Right. Well, you want to hear something really bad? I literally live 5 minutes away from Disneyland, literally. Okay. And my grandkids love it because they can sit in the backyard and watch all the fireworks show. It sounds like a war zone, if you ask me. You would think that we get a discount, especially for being an Anaheim resident. Absolutely not. And even the season ticket holders, they've put so many restrictions, so many blacked out dates now. It's not even. My daughter used to have season tickets to go to Disneyland, like year-round tickets, and then she just eventually just was like, Mom, I can't even afford it anymore. The prices are, after COVID, it was crazy.
Yeah. I know. I don't understand how people think. Well, I'm going to the game next.
Are you?
The Bucks.
Nice.
The Bengals. But for instance, it's $400 to get in the door.
Basically. Oh wow!
And I don't. I think 200 is okay. I mean, it is. Have you ever been to any NFL game?
I have. When I was working for a trucking company, this was years ago, because I'm a Raiders fan. And the manager there, I was up north. So of course, that's all predominantly Raiders. And I had never been to a game ever in my life. And he's like, you know what, Nadine, I'm getting you tickets and I'm taking you. And I was like, really? He took like six of us. It was pretty rowdy. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
It was so fun though, even though they lost, of course. What else is new? But
So you went. So you understand? Okay. It is high.
An experience. It is.
There's nothing like a football game. There's nothing like an NFL football game. Even soccer. And who cares?
No, and not at all. And I'll tell you, I had so much fun. It was just. The atmosphere, even though it was a little rowdy, but just hearing when there was a touchdown, the roar, I've been to baseball games. I love baseball, right? And baseball's fun too, but there's still a difference between NFL. Big difference, I still feel. Yeah. It was a blast though. My husband says, I'll never take you to a Raiders game. I'll take you to a Rams, but not a Raiders. You're crazy.
Tampa doesn't allow that nonsense, like the Raiders do, but I think it'd be fun to go. Another is the new stadium in Vegas to go see the Raiders.
Oh yeah. A lot of my cousins have gone, and really Vegas from us is maybe about a 4-hour drive. My daughter does it all the time. She lives in Vegas, and she'll come and see us for the weekend. And it scares me to death because she drives with my grandson and it's daily driving for her. And I'm like, Vanessa, you're going at night with the baby. Like I would suggest kind of do this in the morning, please. You're making me nervous, but.
What's that huge mountain you got to go between on that?
Yes, I do. Oh my gosh.
And then Victorville is on the way. My ex-wife.
Victorville. You have oh my goodness, what is that one?
It's like a long ways up.
Oh yeah. I'm trying to think of which one. It's not. Oh my goodness, I can't even think of it right now, but I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Come on, you gotta get that, man. Okay.
I know. It's like on the tip of my head. I'm like, I'm going to think of it, and then I'm going to be like, gosh darn it, now I need to call him and tell him. But I know which one you're talking about.
Right.
It's kind of a scary one, but yeah. I don't typically drive out that way. And then, so I do, before we get to your billing and stuff, I want to schedule your client interview onboarding. I want to kind of do that first. So this is when you're going to speak with one of the technicians, Jeff, and they're going to basically just be re-verifying the information you and I went over, company name, this is the phone number. They're going to talk to you about your keywords, your search terms, the Facebook ads. So I want to set it up for tomorrow at a time that's going to be convenient for you, okay? Typically, we block out an hour, but it can usually take between 30 to 40 minutes. It just really depends on how many questions or details you have, so it might take a little longer. But how does your schedule look for tomorrow so I can see what we have available on the calendar?
Okay.
Like, do you prefer the morning?
So specifically, how much time do you want exactly?
One
hour, 1 hour?
For the client interview onboarding, we block out an hour, but it can take 30 to 40 minutes, depending on
okay.
how many questions or details you have.
If we do a 9:30 my time, and 9:30, between 9:30 and 10:30 is...
Between 9:30 and 10:30 is ideal for you. Okay, let me see.
Then I leave, and then the game, you know, well, it's not
yeah.
a game, but it's a connection.
I have a 10 to 11. That would be the first early appointment because we get in at 7. You're 3 hours ahead. But I can notate on there that, listen, he's got to be out the door at 10:30, so we need to call right at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay. So let me schedule you for that right now before someone snags it from me because he's still up so fast.
Okay.
So that's what I wanted. I'm going to tell him, no, you can't take it. I'm already putting someone there. And I'll send you an email on that as well. It'll just have, you know, when your client interview is. I'm sorry?
What was the date?
The date is, yeah, it's going to be the 9th. I'm sending it to you in an email as well. Yeah, tomorrow's the 9th.
I got, okay, I already have a 10:30.
Maybe okay.
I can push her. I already have a 10:30 appointment.
Well, do you want me to tell you the other times that are available? I mean, if later in the afternoon works for you, we do have those times as well.
Star and then there. 11, 3, 12,
now, if tomorrow doesn't work, okay, if it doesn't, then we can look to see for Monday. I mean, it's up to you. I prefer to do it as soon as we can.
This, okay, so really, I know I'm not to expect a big significant increase in the first month, and I'm thinking about the holidays because as it gets to Christmas, nobody really is thinking about pest control too much, but they do for emergencies. So let's make it tomorrow. Let's keep it tomorrow.
Okay.
Now, 1 o'clock.
Let me look for 1 o'clock tomorrow. Let's take a look. I do have 1 o'clock, 1 to 2.
All right.
You want that time?
All right. Yep.
Okay. All right, so I'm putting you for 1 o'clock. They'll call you tomorrow between 1 and 2 o'clock. They'll call you from an 877 number, okay? But an hour before your client interview onboarding, we're going to send you a reminder just to let you know that it's coming up, okay? And if you're in the middle of something and you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and just say, hey, can you call me back in 5 minutes, and then we'll call you right back, okay? So let me send you, and they're going to call you on your number, not on the business number. I notated that. Okay. Let me do that. And then I know because you've been having issues getting the text messages, you'll also get a reminder by email, but I'm also going to send you an email with customer services number with the link for the video so that you can, when you have time, watch the video. It's like a YouTube link. It's maybe 6 minutes long, but it's going to walk you through on how you go in and track your results with our program. Okay. So I'll email those to you in the email because I know the text messages you weren't getting them, and I want to make sure you have all of those. Okay.
What's the name of the person who's calling me tomorrow?
I'm not sure who it'll be, but actually it'll be me and them both on the phone call. So when they go to call you, I'll be on the line too, just to kind of introduce you to them. Just to kind of be, you know, hey, this is so-and-so. Hopefully it's one of my favorites. I have a couple of favorite reps, so. All right. And then now I know when we were talking about your services, we talked about your keywords, pest control, termite, rodent, ant specialist, rodent exclusive. I put exclusive. I feel like that word's wrong. Exclusion. I thought that word looked wrong. Okay. Exclusion. And then we put roaches, Africanized honeybees, specialists, honeybees, bed bugs. Residential and commercial is what I notated on here. And then I have your website link. And then we had said 35 miles, correct, is what you wanted to target? Okay.
Maybe less. Yeah,
you want to do less than that? It's up to you. I mean, you can go 50 miles would be the furthest. You could go 35. You could go 20.
Yes, you're right. It needs to go a little more. 35, I remember our discussion and why you chose that. That's good, yeah.
Okay. And just remember, I mean, you could always change it at any time. Now, the Facebook page, right? We're going to create you one for the business. But do you have a personal Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay. What are you under? Just your first and last name?
Let me see if I can pull it up.
Okay. I'm trying to see what I pull up, see if anything comes up for me. I don't know if you remember what your profile picture looks like.
Me?
Is it just you?
Looks just like me.
You're like, it's me.
That's right. Come on.
You know what I did? My husband had a picture. His profile picture was himself, right? It's not a marlin, Dorado. He had caught one of these huge Dorados. And he was like on this fishing, it's called Western Outdoors out here. It's a magazine, right? For all like sport fishing, hunting and all that. And I went into his profile on Facebook because he had his Facebook open and I changed the profile picture to he and I, and his sister was laughing so hard. She's all, did you change my brother's profile picture? I said, I sure did. Where does he got a picture of a fish on there? He just laughed.
I have pulled up, but I'm trying to find where it says what I'm under. Personalized link on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'll make copy of that. So.
Okay.
Let's see. What are you under, Nadine? Oh, I got so many Nadines. No, Nadine and Nadia's.
Nadia's? I know. You know, it's so funny. My pastor's wife, there's a girl, her name's Natalie, right? And she called me yesterday, and she's like, hi, sweetheart, you were telling me that your daughter plays the piano, and I'm all, Sister Liz, it's Nadine. She goes, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I thought I was calling Natalie. I just laughed. I'm all, none of my kids play the piano, that's for sure.
So I sent you the link. Now I don't know if you're getting the text that I've been sending to you.
Let me see. I haven't. Yeah. So, oh, wait a minute. I just got it.
Yeah, because there's another one on there that you, I know a question. You didn't get it, maybe, I guess. So
yeah, that's so weird. I got your email asking me about that, but I did not. You know what's so funny, Jeff? You're not going to believe this. You texted me on the 2nd, right?
Yeah.
That's so weird. I did not see that one. And that was right after I had sent you a text message. Did you even get mine?
No, I got nothing from you.
That's so weird. You know, right now that I just texted you, tell me if you get this. So it looks like you texted. Let me see. Yeah, you texted. Oh, you know what? So the text message is coming to me from your business phone number.
Right now it is. That's correct. Because I can't reply to you like the other one.
Well, no wonder. So let me do this. I'm going to send you this text right now. Tell me if you get it. That is so strange. Let me see. I just sent you a text right now. Tell me if you get it.
And you sent it to which number?
The 0329, the business phone.
I just got another text, but that's not you. Let's see. Go back. No.
That's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try something else. Let me see if this goes through. I'm going to try it from this other way and see if it goes through. Yeah, because I got your text message. So I got your Facebook page. I'm going to send you a text in this way and tell me if you get it. It'll say, hi, this is Nadine Medina.
Says you were Saturday.
Yeah.
This is what's coming there, yard. It's Nadine, yes.
Oh, you got it? Okay, awesome. All right.
95.
So, yes, I sent it it's like another number that we have. So if our text messages aren't going through from our 877 number, I can choose to send it from the 951 number. So that way, because some carriers might not let it come through. And that's what I should have done from the very beginning. I didn't realize I was kept doing it from the 877 number. Well, no wonder. Oh my goodness. What a ding dong I am. Okay. So now you have my direct number with my extension. Okay. Now, the second text message I'm going to send you right now while we're on the phone, it's going to be the number to customer service. So anytime, Jeff, you have, let's say, an update, you have a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you'll contact customer service. And like I said, we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So your time, we're always here 10 to 7, okay? Except, just so you know ahead of time, the day after Christmas Day, which is Monday, we won't be here because we're going to have the holiday on that date. And then New Year's Day, that following Monday, we won't be here because that's when we're taking the holiday, okay? So just an FYI. And then I also just sent you the link to the YouTube video that I was telling you about, the one that's going to give you the walkthrough on how you go in and log into your reports. So just make sure, you know, when you have a little bit of downtime to take a look at that video. Okay? Okay. And then I'm putting on here needs business Facebook page. And then this way they can make sure it's so you have access to it, because they'll create it through your personal, giving you access as well. And then I have your hours of operation as Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. Saturday is 12 to 4, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I put your forms of payments are cash, check, credit, debit, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. That's what I have listed.
Yeah, I think that's everything. Now,
okay.
Until they come up with another one.
Right, I know. There's always all these different apps.
Bitcoin, but I don't know. That one's having a tough time.
Oh, you're telling me. I watch mine consistently, and I'm like, can it stop going down already? I want to see something go up. Yeah,
I bailed on it about 3 months ago.
I stopped investing money. I did it a while back, and then when I saw, I was like, you know, I think I'm going to hold off. You know, and everybody kept talking about it's going to hit. Well, I don't have the money to keep investing and in hopes that it's going to hit. So that's why I work. You know what I mean? This is why I work.
Yeah.
So,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. I know a guy that, he's an analyst. He found Bitcoin. He said to buy Bitcoin at $20. That's when he found it.
Really?
That's the time to get in it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every $1,000 you invested with back then gives you $14 million now, I think. Every $1,000 gave you $14 million.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I think it's tough to, and you know, well, I don't want to get off track.
No.
Anyway.
Let me. Now,
getting your information. So
oh, good. You got all of them. Perfect.
The link. We're good.
Awesome. That's what I wanted to make sure. We're on a roll here. Okay. That's what we like. All right. Now, for the billing, the card that you're using, is it the same billing address? I believe the address that I have on here is 6205 37th. Avenue West, and that's Bradenton, Florida, 34209.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And what type of card is it, Jeff?
It's a Visa.
Visa? Okay. And I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right. 4299-77. 1-5-2-8-0-8-3-1-6-3.
Okay.
5.
I have, you know what? Let's go back. 4-2-9-9-7-7-1-5, and then I think I missed the next 4.
2-8-0-8.
2-8-0-8, and then 3-1-6-3, correct?
Yes.
Expiration month and year?
0825.
And the security code on the back?
913.
Okay. I'm going to briefly walk you through a 90-second voice verification. It's going to outline our service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing with your invoice. As I am walking you through it, if there's something you don't understand, just stop me. Say, what does it mean? I will review it, and then I'll rephrase it. I just want to ensure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. And it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it will read on the first page of Google.
And Search Turbine Pest Control.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jeffrey Aaron, Ant Saman.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business? You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Jeff, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
You're talking about someone that...
What we're saying is this, right? We might have an update on your account, okay? And we know at times you might be in the middle of a job. We're only asking that you'll be responsive within 24 hours, at least, you know, give us a call back or respond to the email, right? So we're asking for you to just be responsive when we have, like, updates regarding your account. One thing I want you to keep in mind is that you might get a call from, like, another company trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with Local Splash. We are not going to call you to ask you to pay more than the $2.99 a month, right? So even if someone was calling you to pay $5, you take down that phone number, disconnect that call, and call us with that number because that is not our company. So we're not calling to ask you to pay more money, okay?
Is this something that happens because people are monitoring for new people?
Not, I'll tell you this, it doesn't happen frequently. But we like to be safe and let you be aware, and I'll tell you, because this was like maybe 8 months ago, I had a client that called me and said, Nadine, I remember you told me that someone might try to reach out to me, and I had someone call me to pay $5. I said, please don't tell me you gave them any money. He's like, no, they kept saying, we need to verify. And I told him, well, if you need to verify, then you, I don't understand why you're asking me for $5. And they were trying to say that they were Local Splash. So, we take an extra step and we put a security question on your account. We'll do that once we finish. I'm going to put a security question for your protection. So if you were to get a call like that, all you have to do is tell them, what's my security question? And I'm going to tell you right now, they'll hang up on you because it's not our company. They won't know it. So we do that for your protection. You know, there's weirdos out there, but just to be aware. Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And I'd like to explain this because I typically do, okay? We're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a ring so we can reference it and make sure we're not already including that in our services. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to, okay? Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is December 8th, 2022, in a non-refundable amount of $299. So this is a two-month verbal agreement, okay? Your next payment is going to be on January 8th, 2022, in the amount of $299. Now, it'll be a recurring payment, Jeff. So every eighth of the month, it'll automatically renew at $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent the charges for the next month of service, we do ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged. So you would just have to call 3 business days before the 8th if you're going to pause it or if you need to cancel it for whatever reason. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm updating the package, and then I'm processing the payment. We're going to send you the receipt both to your email, and we're going to send it to you in a text message. It'll go to both, okay? So just as a reminder, tomorrow they'll call you between 1 and 2 o'clock from that 877 number. Again, if you're in the middle of something and you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, call me back in 5 minutes, and we will call you right back, okay? Now, if you take a look at your text messages or your emails, you should have received your receipt. It'll say initial invoice. I'll need you to open it when you see it there.
In the text, I don't have it.
It should have. Oh, you got it now? It's probably coming through, right?
Local flash.
And it's, so when you initial invoice, and then it'll go on in that when you open it up, it'll say, Dear Jeffrey Ahrens, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then there's a sentence there that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
Yep.
Okay, so you'll click on where it says click here. Now it's going to open up a page that'll say at the very top, Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're on that page.
I'm here.
Okay. So what you're going to do is on this page, you're going to scroll to the very bottom of the page. Okay. There's going to be a box for you to type your name. Before you type your name, there's a box right above it to the left, and it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is complete and accurate. So you'll click in the box because you're certifying it is your name on the card. And then where it's asking for you to type in your name, you'll just type in Jeffrey Ahrens. You don't need to put the date because it is already there. And then what you'll do is click on confirm signature. When you do that, let me know. It should open up another page asking you to enter a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
I'm there.
Awesome. This is where you go in, Jeff. Okay? This is where you go in to track your results with us. So we don't have the username or password yet. You're going to get that within 5 to 7 days. You're going to receive an email with this link, a username and a password. And you can update it to a password of your choice because we'll generate a password for you. This is why I want you to watch that video, okay, to get familiar with it. But I wanted you to see where you would see your reports, okay? Now, from tomorrow, we're going to get moving, okay? So within 5 to 7 days, we're going to send you your login credentials for your reporting system. We're going to have your Facebook page created. We're going to have you listed in the directories, okay? 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads are going to be live, up and running. Okay. Now, typically what it is stated in the terms and conditions is that the first page placement on Google, that could take between 30 to 45 days. We do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have seen it at times happen sooner. Because you already have the profile page, you're going to need to add us on as managers and the technician will walk you through it. So it could happen a lot sooner for you. Because you've already been PIN verified, right? We're not waiting for a PIN code and all that, okay? So it could happen a lot sooner. But we'll be sending you notifications as well when you're on the first page, when your Facebook ads are up, when you're in the directory. So we're going to keep you in the loop as these things are being processed and completed, okay? So you're aware of the work that we're doing, all right? Any other questions for me?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I want to be the first to welcome you to our Local Splash family, and I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you. And we'll be calling you tomorrow. I'll be on the call with the representative. I'm hoping you get one of my faves. I mean, they're all my favorites, but, you know, we have, like, special ones, right? Okay, well, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. I'm glad that we were finally to get in touch, and now we figured out the whole, you know, text message thing here, right? Finally.
Yeah. It was a real thing.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm like, what's going on here, right?
Yeah. All right, well.
All right. Okay.
Tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
Bye, Jeff.
Bye.